Diagnosis. There are a variety of ways to respond to despair. Drinking, weeping, picking fights in bars. I took a lover under the stairwell of a brownstone at a party in Brooklyn. It was winter, had been a week of buttoned collars and long black coats, of the nurses from St. Vincent's taking their cigarette breaks, huddled against the hoods of ambulances, pale blue scrubs flapping at their knees. Of hot dog vendors working stiff bottles of ketchup and mustard in their gloved hands, of corner bodega roses frozen fast in their buckets of water. It was also the week I learned my body could do itself harm. Arriving at the doctor's office, cheeks bitten red by cold, the nurse saying, "Sit down." All I remember from that party were his hands moving in quick dressage under my blouse, the tangled carousels of dust motes falling from the stairs above our heads, and how every time I wanted to cry out, instead I made that tender bird of desire nestle in my mouth. All bodies hold secrets. My lover's armpits were whittled ampersand hollows. I clutched at the spaces that were not there.